The three paths that we're teaching in this program are affiliate marketing, content specialist, and YouTuber. If you just want to blindly take my advice and start taking action fast, this is exactly what I'd recommend to you. If you need to make money fast, go with affiliate marketing. If you don't need money at all right now, and you'd love to be on camera, you'd love for people all around the world to like watch you speak, then pursue YouTube. If you want to work with high-level guys and you want to work with the YouTubers, but you don't want to be the one on the camera, choose the content specialist. Let's explain each one in full detail. Affiliate marketing is when you sell someone else's product and you get some of the money. So for example, I sell Adonis School and I charge $500 to buy it and then $99 a month after that. If you help me sell Adonis School as an affiliate, I pay you $250, which is really, really good. This means that you can make money by selling someone else's product, but you don't even have to make the entire product. If, think about how much work I've put in to set this entire system up, this course, all the guys I've hired, like we've hired like 14 guys, right? Imagine doing all that work. Imagine just making the sales page, hiring someone for that. Imagine building up the YouTube audience. Imagine doing all that. You don't need to do any of that. You just need to get people to click on the affiliate link. So you can see the level of work difference is huge. So like me as a YouTuber, I have to do a lot of work to get here. If you wanted to be an affiliate marketer, it requires a lot less because you don't make the product. You don't make the sales page. You don't even need to make a lot of the content because, for example, if you were going to affiliate for Adonis School, you would use clips of me, like content I've already made, and you'd post them to TikTok and to Instagram and to YouTube, and you try and get, you know, as many views as possible. You'd get a bunch of views, you'd direct everyone to your affiliate link, and then once they click on the link and they see the same sales page, if they buy, then you get a cut of the sale. This is hands down the single greatest business model for beginners who need to make money soon, because with other business models, as we'll discuss, there's a lot more upfront work that needs to be done. For example, with YouTube, you usually have to be making videos consistently for an entire year. And even then, a lot of guys who do that still like end up at like 300 subscribers and don't make any money at all. Whereas with affiliate marketing, you could genuinely make your first $250 like this week, 2-3 days from now, who knows? Here's the pros and cons of affiliate marketing. Pros: you don't need to be on camera. You don't need to make a product or a sales page. You don't need to deal with customers, refunds, complaints, emails. You know that my videos get views, and so you're literally leveraging the fact that I'm good on camera to make yourself money, because you would take my videos and then you just post them. You learn a very valuable skill, which is getting views on social media like TikTok and YouTube. This is a really good skill to learn these days. It's a really easy and fast way to make money. And one of the biggest pros of affiliate marketing is that it has virtually no risk. There's no upfront fee. There's no setup. You don't have to work for like an entire year hoping to get subscribers. You literally just start posting shorts and get views and then send people to the link. The cons of affiliate marketing are that you don't get to keep 100% of the profit because you're selling someone else's profit. Like for example, if you sell Adonis School, I obviously still want to make some money as well. So you get $250 when they first sign up, I get $250. This means that you don't get 100% of the sale, but you have to bear in mind, like, you don't have to do any of the other work once the sale's done. You don't have to actually fulfill on like the delivery of the value. You don't have to make Adonis School. You don't have to be there doing the coaching calls and doing the lessons and making the courses. You literally just get the sale, get the money for it, and then move on trying to get more sales. Whereas I get half the money as well, but then I have to keep fulfilling on it. I have to keep the student in here, impress them and everything. Another con of affiliate marketing is that you're not in total control. For example, you're posting all these shorts to TikTok and YouTube. Your TikTok page could just be banned. The guy who's running the affiliate program, let's say if you're doing an affiliate for Amazon, they could for some reason just close your affiliate account. So you're not 100% safe when you're an affiliate marketer because you're kind of reliant on these other systems and platforms and people. Again, I would counter that and say like, but as a YouTuber, it's the same thing. You can get canceled on YouTube. The second path that you could take to make money online is becoming a content specialist. So content specialist is a term that we have, which is where you'll become really, really good at a specific part of, let's say, the whole YouTube process. So as a YouTuber, there's a bunch of things I do. I record the video, I script the video, I research for the video, I do the, you know, the thumbnails, the titles, and the engagement ideas. You know, there's quite like 10 different tasks that as a YouTuber I would do. You would choose one of them and get really, really, really good till eventually YouTubers wanted to hire you to do it for them. And this would be called a client. So if, for example, you got really good at making thumbnails or video editing or anything like that, and I wanted to hire you, I would be your client. And you could go and get 2, 3, 4, 5 different clients, and they're all paying you $1,000 a month, 1.5K, 2K a month, and for you to, for example, make the scripts for them. So there's a bunch of tasks that you could do, and you really just would want to choose just one when it comes to content specialist. A lot of guys will go into just video editing. Other guys might go into just thumbnails. Other guys might go into like script writing. This is actually really powerful because I'm in this space myself, so I'll tell you. YouTubers are constantly looking for like A players who are really, really good at specific parts of the content machine. So for example, if there's a guy who can write my scripts better than I can, then I would hire him and easily pay like 2K a month for him to do that because I'd save hours every single day. The same with thumbnails, the same with video editing. So if you can get really good at one of these, you'll get hired by one guy and naturally you'll get like a testimonial from him. When that guy, your client, this YouTuber, when he ever gets into a conversation and someone asks him like, oh, you know, I'm going to start producing better thumbnails, but you know, maybe I'll need to hire someone. He'll naturally just say like, oh yeah, I've got a person who makes the thumbnails and you know, it's affordable and stuff. And you know, I can just send you his little list. This only happens if you become really good at what you do, which you absolutely should be ambitious enough to aim for. So let me just explain to you like how I've seen this play out. Now, I'm the YouTuber, of course, but I've, for example, needed a certain specialist skill. Like recently I've been looking at wanting to split test titles. So there's like a software you can use on YouTube to try two different titles at once to see like which one will perform better. And when I just mentioned this once, someone I knew who's helping me with this, his name's Victor, he instantly said, oh yeah, I know a guy for that. He knows a guy for it because the guy he knows is really good at what he does. Suddenly he makes this connection with this guy. And now I'm connected with this guy who's good at making, you know, this like split test thing that I wanted to start doing. And this guy's worked for massive channels before mine. And now I see that like he's good at what he does. Two people have recommended him to me. I'm going to hire him. I'm going to work with him. And he didn't, you know, this content specialist, he didn't need to do any like marketing or anything at this point. He was so good that other people were literally connecting him to like potential clients himself. So if you get really good at this, people will just spread like word of mouth about your skill. You'll choose which exact part of the content machine you'd really want to master. If I was going to give you a tip, I personally believe script writing might be one of the best ones because so far with like the YouTube journey, it's been a lot of like video editors and thumbnail creators. A lot of that is turning towards AI. And I think especially in the next like little while, a lot of it will just be like AI automated. But script writing specifically in the YouTuber's voice, that's really high leverage. Not only for it to sound like, you know, you write the script how the YouTuber would talk because you know them, you watch a bunch of their videos, but also you make it so that the script performs really well. You work super closely with the YouTuber so you get closer to them. I would say that that's one of the highest leverage content specialist roles that you could start practicing in. The pros of becoming a content specialist are that you get major fulfillments when you see a channel that you've been working on grow and you really feel like you're a part of the team. The second pro is that you get to connect with these YouTubers who are often quite successful, driven, strong guys that you might want to connect with. The third pro is that you get to develop skills which are very much in demand these days. If you can be good at helping someone get viral, think about that as a skill. Being good at helping another person get viral on social media, that's a very, very good skill to have these days, and it will be still very good to have for the foreseeable future. And the fourth pro is that you can have multiple clients at once, which means that you could be working for me and also Iman at the same time, which means that you're going to get paid quite a lot of money. The cons of being a content specialist is that to really make a good amount of money from this, you want to be working with some like high-level people. That means that you need to be better than them. It means that the skill needed to make a lot of money as a content specialist is actually very, very high because if you just want to, you know, make thumbnails for some brokey YouTuber who's going to pay you $10 or $20 or something, or you want to edit a video for some like shit YouTuber who's going to pay you like a small amount, sure, you don't need a high level of skill for that. But if you want to edit videos for someone like me, you're going to have to be fucking really good at it, right? If you want to write scripts for me or for Eman, for example, you would need to be better than either myself, which I'm pretty good at it, or if I've hired someone to do it, I've definitely hired someone who's going to be good at it. So you would have to be better than them. The good opportunities with content specialists come like at the top. It can take a while to develop the skill till you're at the point where like the good YouTubers who have got money to spend on this will actually even consider you. Another con is that you'll eventually have to deal with some shit clients. You might get a client who doesn't pay you. You might get a client who ends up just like not wanting to use your work, and suddenly, you know, you almost get fired in a sense. You might have to work with someone who's not even a nice person. Or another con is that you might struggle to get clients to begin with, but inside of this program, we have Matt working on this, who's going to give you a step-by-step protocol to get clients in the most efficient and effective way. And another con is that you'll be helping another channel grow, like another person become successful instead of yourself. So it really depends on like your level of maybe ego, of how would you feel about making money, helping someone else make money. For some guys, they might feel too kind of insecure for that and think, nah, like they won't call it insecurity, but this is the kind of little young men who do like the Tate symbol these days. And they're like, oh, no, I'm the big dog. I'm the, you know, like, so if you've got this kind of mindset of like, oh, no, I'm not going to help anyone else make money. I just want to be like, you know, I want to be the face of the channel. Fair enough. But content specialist might not be for you then. So if you have the mindset that you want to be like the face of the channel and you don't want to help anyone else, you know, grow with leverage, since they're already at a good position, if you help them grow a little bit, you could make a lot of money. But if you're not interested in that and you want to be the person who has the entire growth yourself, then you could consider becoming a YouTuber. Now, being a YouTuber is the business model that I got into, but this is something that a lot of people don't know. It's not necessarily the business itself. So growing on YouTube, growing an audience is one of like the hardest businesses, probably the hardest business like around right now. Genuinely, it is like the most in-demand job of the entire world, like the most saturated job is being a YouTuber, first of all. And this isn't even me just telling you the cons, by the way. That's just a fact of being a YouTuber. But the second thing, which a lot of people don't realize about becoming a YouTuber, your full-time focus goes on building the audience, growing the audience of people who like you, you know, the subscribers. But that's not how you make money. You see, to make money as a YouTuber, it's not just about getting views or subscribers, because you only make quite a small amount of money from AdSense when you do that. The way that you make money is you still become a businessman and then sell a product. And then it's like you're just making a whole extra business. So it's like all my focus has went into growing the audience. But to make a good amount of money, more than just, you know, like a few thousand a month, when you've got hundreds of thousands, imagine that you've got hundreds of thousands of people around the world who love you, and most YouTubers struggle to even make a few thousand a month, because when you focus in on YouTube, you don't actually learn the specific skills you need to be able to monetize even better. The way to make a good amount of money as a YouTuber, you first build a massive audience, then you become like a businessman and you learn all the businessy things, and then you start to sell like a product or like a, for example, a community like this. So it's like you have to do both. So the first major con of being a YouTuber, it's extremely difficult. I genuinely do think it's probably one of the hardest businesses in the world, even though it doesn't seem as like, you know, big macho masculine, as like manual labor, as construction or anything. The thing is, because it's ruthlessly competitive, far more competitive than any other field out there. And then it's very long term. This is why at the start, I said, if you just want to blindly trust me, don't do YouTube if you need to make money right now. The reason why is because pretty much no one makes money in the first 6 to 12 months of growing on YouTube, because your audience is just very small. Growing on YouTube looks like this. It's just nothing for so long. Maybe you get like one subscriber a day, and then out of nowhere, it might start increasing like that. It might do. You put in like, you know, I've got good faith that I can teach you how to become a YouTuber, but I just do want to be honest with you. It's a very hard journey. And if you need any money right now, if you have any kind of financial burden right now, definitely don't pursue YouTube, because you're not going to make money in the first 6 to 12 months. Honestly, it'd be very, very like rare for you to make a consistent, you might get lucky and, you know, make like $100 here or whatever, but to make a consistent, like good amount, like 1K, 2K, 3K, 4K, 1 year from now, you can do that. If you're absolutely fine and you don't need to make money, then you can consider YouTube. Here is the pros of YouTube. It can be extremely fulfilling to teach what you've just learned on camera, and then people watch and learn and you help humanity. There's different types of like YouTube channels, and you know, you can make educational content and you can make entertainment content. I'm assuming that you're going to be making some kind of like self-improvement videos, since that's the most common of the people I speak to, since they've been inspired by my own success. That's really, really fulfilling and purposeful because you're helping humanity grow. Another pro is that you might be developing the single greatest skill out there, which is growing an audience. You'll get validation and attention, which is quite nice, even though, you know, it sounds kind of like insecure or whatever. It is kind of nice to be, for example, recognized. Some people really hate this, but if you, for example, would kind of like the feeling of your workout in the gym being interrupted by a guy who wants to take a picture with you and ask you questions, some people would absolutely hate that. I think it's kind of nice. Like, I kind of like it. Sometimes it's like, you know, it's maybe not at the right time, I'm sweaty and whatever, but oftentimes it kind of makes my workout better. But that's like, I have a certain personality style where I like attention, maybe because of childhood wounds or something, who knows? But some people would just think that that's like absolutely crap. You would not want that. You will get people like turning up at your house and stuff if you grow to a certain level. Some people, again, might think that that's kind of nice. Other people would be thinking, nah, fuck that. So it's just something you should know. What I have seen, if I'm honest, is that the most intelligent people don't seem to crave fame. It seems that fame is something that like lower intelligent people seem to crave, because they just think, you know, it's validation, it's attention. Wow, everyone's paying attention to me. From the most intelligent, smart, like sophisticated, educated people I know, they would actually way prefer just having the money without the fame. And the final pro of becoming a YouTuber is that it has the highest ceiling cap. This means that you could become a billionaire by being a YouTuber. Of course, it's extremely unlikely. You got to work super hard. There's got to be luck involved. You got to have the right ideas, you know, everything. But it does have the potential to be like a billion-dollar company. Even like millions, for example, is not like totally unreasonable. For an affiliate marketer to make millions, like pretty much, I'm not even sure if there's any like affiliate marketers who have had, like who have made millions before. There might be like a couple. How many YouTubers have made millions? Probably like thousands, I would assume. Here's the cons of YouTube. It's super, super long term. So you won't get anything for a very long time. There's a lot of guys I speak to who have been grinding, making maybe a video every single day or a video every 2 days or 3 days. And they literally, after an entire year, they've got like 300 subscribers. They maybe release a product for sale and no one buys it. There's people I know who have got hundreds of thousands of subscribers and they still only make like 1K a month or 2K a month. And you might think, okay, 1 or 2K a month is still good. If they just started with affiliate marketing, they'd be on 10, 20K a month right now, easy. If you've got the work effort and the work rate to be able to become a YouTuber, you could make a lot more money in other business models. It's just like this weird mix where like, you'll make a lot more money if you choose a different business model than YouTube, but YouTube does have a very small percentage chance to become way more successful. It's kind of like becoming an athlete. Most people can train and improve their skills in some sport, but only a very like literally 0.0001% of people will ever make like a good amount of money for it. I'm not gonna like dampen your dreams. If that's what you wanna reach for and you genuinely think it's like reasonable, then go ahead. But you should know that the odds are stacked against you in your favor, and it could be smarter to just pursue something else. I wanna remind you of the thing that I said at the start of this. If you need to make money now, do not choose YouTube. Choose one of the other business models. Affiliate marketing is great for that. Another con of YouTube is that it is super difficult. It's one of the hardest skills to learn is how to grow an audience, how to get attention on social media when everyone's attention spans are so fried, how to actually become like a leader of a movement is very, very difficult. I sacrificed everything in my life to get here. I literally lived, I had an apartment, I had a girlfriend, I had like, you know, a life away from my family and everything. I'd left all of that, moved back into my parents' home as like, you know, like an adult. I got on benefits like government welfare and I literally just grinded. I didn't go to parties. I didn't drink. I didn't do any of that stuff. I literally just grinded. Every now and then I'd get into like a relationship. I'd, you know, start liking a girl who I met or something. And I've broken off four relationships to be able to pursue YouTube. Four times I have experienced heartbreak for this business, okay? There's not many businesses out there where like, where you'd have to do this. Obviously, I'm not saying that you have to be single or anything, but at least for me at the time, I couldn't manage like my work duties and my self-improvement along with a relationship. And so it was very hard. It was very difficult. And every day I woke up knowing that like my parents still aren't retired, my dad still works in a job that he hates, and I'm not making any money. Another con, like I mentioned before, YouTube isn't actually what makes the money. So YouTube is simply just to grow an audience who like you. But then you need to sell the audience something to make money. You can't make enough money with AdSense. When you need to sell the audience to make money, like, you know, you got to sell them a product or something. At that point, you're learning a whole extra skill as well. So then in 2021, when I've got like 700 subscribers, then I was spending a lot of my time learning how to coach people, selling these packages, creating courses. And then that was just distracting me from YouTube to begin with. This is why I would say, do not pursue YouTube if you need money, like, at all. Consider YouTube is if like you have absolutely no need for money right now. If you need money, it's super distracting to try and do it from YouTube, because YouTube, the beautiful like part of it is if you just focus on growing the audience, which is what I'll explain to you on how to do that. As soon as you try to monetize the audience, you kind of slow down the growth a little bit. And that becomes like this new juggling game where you've got to learn how to monetize. You've got to learn how to create this other product and marketing and sales. And you got to make the sales page. You got to make this product. You got to start coaching people. And it just becomes a distraction. And it's like you kind of have two businesses now. YouTube also has the highest risk for your future. You could say something stupid. Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people might see you say something racist or sexist or misogynist or transphobic. And you can genuinely get canceled. Now, a lot of young guys don't think much of the phrase cancelled because Tate has been around. The truth is, you're not Tate. If you get cancelled and people in your, like literally in your fucking neighborhood start shouting at you, you might think twice about like being this YouTuber. You might do it, right? You can follow the Tate mindset all you want of, you know, becoming this hard-spoken guy. But he was already rich before he became like an influencer. He was already like this strong man beforehand. That heat on you can break a lot of young men. Every now and then I will see like a young guy who's flying off the rails, who's going like full sneeko mode, and he's just saying like really abrupt things, but he doesn't have the same kind of mindset and he ends up fucking like crumbling down. These things can genuinely come back to haunt you, and you can literally, for example, mess up your entire future. You could start YouTube, barely get any success, say something stupid, get cancelled, and then when you apply for a job 6 months from now, you can't even get it because you said something on the internet a while ago. So it's got a lot of risk. And I think why that risk is so dangerous is because it translates also to your family, your relationships. It's not just about you. Your family will be called out for this. If you say some like weird stuff, if you say something offensive to a lot of people, it's not unreasonable to think that like your family will get some death threats and stuff, really. Genuinely. So it's just something to bear in mind. Along with that, there's also the risk of just not having much control. So you want to become a YouTuber, but YouTube can just demonetize you. They can delete your account. They can shadow ban you. They can add strikes to your channel. And that can be horrible. So imagine you've been growing YouTube. You've got 1,000 subscribers. You've been saying some kind of unfiltered stuff, but not terrible, right? And out of nowhere, 4 of your next videos get demonetized and you don't make any money from them. That's brutal. Because if that's the way that you're like, you know, hopefully making a little bit of passive income, suddenly your income can just stop. Then what do you do? What if YouTube just ban you? What if they like silence, shadow ban your account? And that can be extremely frustrating. Another con, that YouTube has a lot of cons. Another con of YouTube is that it is the most emotionally impacting business that you could have by far. Because in most businesses, they're separated from the person. What that means is like the person works on this business, which is like a separate thing. You know, it's like, let's say, for example, there is someone who works in the business of like making these pens. So the guy who makes these pens, this is called a Parker pen. It's like, it's the brand, right? Parker. The guy who makes these pens, the guy who owns the company, he's almost invisible and safe in a certain way. If something bad happens to the company, for example, if for some reason their pens start exploding and if some, you know, their pens explode and it's really, really bad for their brand and people have hurt their fingers, that guy, the specific individual, he isn't actually like hurt by it. It's that people are saying, oh man, these Parker pens are really bad. They're exploding. That business suffers. But he's an identity, like he's separate to it. Does that make sense? In most businesses, you're actually separate to the business, which means that the business can go bankrupt and you as a human being are fine. With a personal brand, it's not the same thing, because people, when they see me on YouTube, they don't think about it as like, oh, that's Hamza Ahmed's company. They see it as like, it's just Hamza, which means that when I make business decisions, it's a personal thing, which means that when someone comments about my business, they're commenting about me. When someone comments about Parker pens, they're commenting about the pen. They're saying the ink quality. They're saying this and this and this. When someone comments about me, they're commenting about me as a person. That is painful. It's very, very painful because if someone, you know, if someone even comments and says that they disagree with you, that you're wrong about something, your own internal like evolutionary mechanism starts to like pipe up. You get into fight or flight because it's really scary when you've seen 10 negative comments because your brain doesn't know that we're all on technology, we're on the internet. It assumes that members of our tribe are saying bad things about us, which starts to put anxiety into our mind because it doesn't want us to get kicked out of the tribe. That's painful. People know your details as well. Because naturally, if you're making self-improvement content, if you make basic content where you just, you know, keep saying the same things, no one's going to watch you. People will watch you when you really start to tell your story online in the self-improvement content and you tell them specific details of like your fapping addictions, the crimes you've committed, the things that have happened in your family. That's really the way to grow on YouTube. You can go and find right now the guys who are growing on YouTube a lot, like I have. It's because we just speak unfiltered about the things that usually people don't speak about. That seems brave and it is, but it's because now there's millions of people who know like my private issues, who know issues with my family, for example, with relationships. So your private details are available online and people will use that against you. People will comment stuff like still today, maybe sometimes I'll see the comments and someone might comment something like they've been watching me for a while and they know like what my insecurities are. So you can experience some like a huge emotional pain and again, soak in your family. Because generally, again, with these self-improvement videos, you're going to be speaking about other people. You're going to be speaking about your relationships, your family. This is what your dad said. This is what happened to your family. This is what happened when you were a child. And suddenly you're involving other people and all their details are being exposed to the public as well. YouTube is the hardest business of the three by far. Why did I choose it? I chose it because I just had such an extreme high level of intrinsic motivation for it. I love being on camera. I love just teaching what I've learned. It's just, it really like feels right to me to be like in front of other people and for me to just kind of give advice. Even when I was a child, my brain has always been the same. It's always been like this advice giving brain. And so YouTube worked for me. I knew that if I dedicated everything to it, I could get successful in it. But I sacrificed a lot to be here. If I didn't enjoy it, I 100% would not be here. Every step of the way in YouTube, I have enjoyed. Like, I like the work task. You know, like at 7 a.m., you wake up and you're going to do deep work. I enjoy the deep work for YouTube. If I didn't enjoy it half as much, I would have never considered it. So you need to make a decision right now, and let me help you with it. What is your priority? Is your priority, for example, wanting to just get subscribers and validation and you want to get Instagram likes and, you know, you want to be able to, like, show the plaques on your wall? Because these things are nice, but I'll tell you right now, bro, after like you've put up the plaque, it does nothing, bro. You know, some people get really impressed when I've got 2 million subscribers. It does nothing because we're entrepreneurs. It was never about the followers. It was about like becoming financially free. That's why we're here. There's a difference, remember? Like there's something I'm going to teach you soon. But the followers and subscribers that you get, that's not what the end goal ever was. The end goal was wanting to become financially free so that like that constraint is off us. And for YouTube, it isn't the best way to become like financially free. It really, it's super, super difficult. It's something that you could consider, you know, to try and get 5 years from now. But I want to ask you again, do you need money? If you suddenly were making, let's say, $3,000 a month or $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month, would that change your life and your family's life like extremely highly? Think about your parents right now and think about their day-to-day tasks. If they wake up, what are they doing? Do they get to just stay at home or do they go to jobs they genuinely love? How about you? How would it change your life if you were suddenly just bringing in $5,000 a month? Would that mean that maybe you could quit a shitty job that you're currently in or that you'd have enough confidence to like maybe want to, you know, leave university because you hate it there? Maybe it'd mean that you can move out and that would change your life forever. I would say that for around 90% of young men, $3,000 to $5,000 would change everything for them and their family. You know why? Because it's a sizable amount of money, but it's not super big like all these big YouTubers and, you know, who talk about making millions and everything, right? But the thing is, you get the biggest improvement to your life in that first little bit of money. Like the first 3K, 5K a month is the biggest improvement to your life and to your family's life. Your mother, how much does your mother earn? How much does your father earn? Probably like 2K, 3K, 4K. And they're spending every day, like, you know, like 40 hours a week working. If suddenly you were able to give your parents 2,000 a month, it might genuinely free them to a level that they've never experienced before. Because it means that, you know, like, for example, they might not leave working straight away, but it means that they're finally like in the positive. They're stacking some cash, they're saving it, they can pay a bit more of the mortgage. And it's like they can finally just fucking breathe. Imagine like your parents are gonna wake up sleep deprived tomorrow and still need to go to work. And the same with you. It's like pursuing YouTube was something I did, which was almost like a high risk, high reward. And I sacrificed everything. I moved back home, I got onto fucking government welfare and everything. But if you need to make like the 1K, there's nothing to be ashamed of with that. Just do it, just admit it and say, you know what? A few K a month would change my life forever, which means I'm just gonna focus on the thing that would make me the few K a month in like 30 to 60 days. YouTube is something that might be fun and I can consider it in the future. But right now, the priority is just money because it would change my life and my family's life. Be honest, right? Now, maybe you're in the 5 to 10% of young men who, for example, would say, oh, no, 5K a month, 10K a month wouldn't change anything. Like, my family's kind of like wealthy anyway. You know, we're not in financial struggle at all. 5 or 10K a month would literally, like, you know, it'd be nice. I could spend more money, but it, like, we're not like experiencing any pain because of money. At that point, if you then also want to be on camera, you want to be a YouTuber, then you've got my blessing 100%. I think it'd be awesome for you. So you need to make a decision right now. Which business it's going to be, which path you'd go down. Affiliate marketing, you'd be clipping up clips of me, posting them, and then just helping me sell Adonis School, which means that we both make money, which is awesome. We're like, affiliate marketing is the thing we're really focused on, and we're going to make it super easy for you to get success. I'm literally making like the clips for you. I'm going out like every now and then to record like B-roll, which means that you get extra clips to use, and we've got this private group for affiliate marketing. We're making it super easy to get results. And that can be really nice. It might not be the most glamorous business because you know, you're just kind of posting onto TikTok and stuff. But if you think you could just grind that out for like 1 to 3 hours a day and you start making 2K, 3K, and you want to scale that up to like 10K as a young man, I think that's fucking awesome. Then maybe content specialist. Maybe you love the idea of working with YouTubers and like really trying to figure out what's the value you could provide them. Maybe, for example, you think, you know what? I could actually become like a really, really good script writer. I could become one of the best thumbnail creators out there who's gonna, you know, master the game of getting a higher click-through rate. Maybe that's what you wanna do. Pursue that path. Or it's YouTube. I don't care about money right now. I want to have a long-term impact and I want to have the small percentage chance to make a lot more money in about 2 to 3 years right now. If I don't make any money for an absolute 1 year, I'm totally happy with that anyway. Choose your path and just stick to it for 30 days. You might start, you know, getting regrets and thinking and everything. I'm asking you right now, just for 30 days, we can get you success. And you can just see from there. So you don't need to overthink it. 30 days, make your commitment, say it to yourself, okay, at least for 30 days, I'm gonna pursue this 100%. I'm gonna follow this program and I'm not gonna change my mind for at least 30 days. Then to secure this, grab a piece of paper, maybe do it on your computer, but I really like doing it on paper, and write a big goal down for the next 30 days. If it's affiliate marketing that you've chosen, I think a great goal will be $1,000 in the next 30 days, which is that's insane, honestly. In the first 30 days of your business, you make 1K. Most people don't even make 1K in the first like 6 months, right? That's affiliate marketing. If you chose content specialist, then the goal could be first client within 30 days. And if you chose YouTuber, then the goal could be 100 subscribers. 100 subscribers is like, it's quite low. And yet, honestly, most guys won't even get there in 30 days. Most guys, 100 subscribers takes more like 3 months or something. This is why, like, I want to make it super clear because a lot of guys want to be YouTubers because I've like hyped it up. Remember that it's confirmation bias. You're seeing someone who's become successful in this business. The reality is that I put in like 8 months of full-time work to get to the first 1,000 subscribers. The first like couple of months that I posted, I had like 40 subscribers. I only ended up getting above 100 because my dad shared it to our entire family in Pakistan and they all shared it for everyone. And you know, it's that's doesn't really count because then it's just family. They weren't even watching my videos. Write up your goal on a big piece of paper and then stick it up on your wall somewhere that you can see. And that can be your guiding force, your North Star for the next 30 days.